Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. We have so much ground to cover, and the Lord will help us cover it. He will help us go forward in life and not backwards. The Lord loves His people. He has so many things to do and say through His people. The Lord can be known by His people. Jesus Christ bridged the gap between God and man. We always teach that. That's true. The enemy don't want that gap bridged. He don't want man to be able to talk to God and God to be able to talk to man, because he knows that God would guide every soul that will seek Him to victory over the world system. And you will not only have to just survive in this life. Some people, they just want to survive this life. Many people are so distracted with worldly tactics that work against them. They're just trying to survive this life. But those who take time and study the Word of God, that Word becomes, they believe God's Word, then they receive God's Word. And then the Word starts working in their heart. The Word charges their heart so that they can have stamina and strength to live every day in this life. That's why so many people, when they go to church, their whole week goes better, because they have a source of encouragement. They're living from the promises of God. They're encouraged by the words of the pastor and the love of the congregation. You know, even the congregation, when they come to church, some of them are strong. And they say things and they pray things that helps to strengthen others. It's an atmosphere of love and kindness and strength, because people are of like faith. Now see, in every family, there are some that may follow God and there are some that may not. In every family, some are more reluctant, some are more determined and dedicated. And so, When people go, they have the family they're born into. But when they go to church, then they're around people that's pulling the rope the same way. And when you have a good pastor, sticks with the Word of God no matter what. Now there are some people that don't want to hear the Word, and they'll try to bully the pastor into preaching things that way. But I don't allow people to bully me into a corner. I do what God give me to do. I made a determined rule years ago. I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do exactly what God give me to do. No more, no less. I'm not going to let, I won't let denominations or orders. You know, sometimes people want to, they have bylaws. I won't let people or anything deter me from following the Word of God. The Word of God is my standard. It's my first love. It's what I do. Whether I'm in a denomination or an organization, if they can put up with me following God, then we're good. But I draw the line at the Word of God. And the way I interpret it is enhanced as I obey God's Word. As I receive more light, I interpret it better and I do better. And there's room to grow. See, sometimes the bylaws of man don't give you room to change and grow. They do it this way and this way only. And that won't work. You have to do it God's way and God's way only. And then you can have the same kind of success He has. And that's why people don't have it. They limit God. They stick to what they want and what they believe and what they received as knowledge. But it doesn't work. The Word of God will charge your heart, and the Word of God will help you do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, doing it His way, things start working better and better. And when people go to church, they're encouraged to do the same thing. They're encouraged to face all the challenges of the next week. And they went through the last week and they had their hardships, and then they come and get encouraged by the word of God and a fresh word from the Lord, and they go back, they're fueled up and ready to go again. See, the word of God is a charge. And there are good pastors out there that love God and they love his people. And some people give in to compromise, and they let people bully them, and they let organizations bully them, and they let bylaws bully them, and they let people that's hard-headed bully them, and people that deposit more money in church, they listen to them because they want them to keep putting money in church. I don't do that. I don't care whether somebody put money in or not. If I got to do something underhanded, I really don't want it if it comes with strings attached. But if even this ministry, it costs a lot of money to be on the radio. And I have to do a business on the side to afford to do it, because my job won't pay for it. But the thing is, I'd rather do it the hard way. I'd rather work and pay it myself than to preach something with strings attached. I'm going to give God free course and free reign in my life. I was determined to do that from the beginning, and I've been blessed by it. But if somebody wants to be a blessing because they have the heart of God, and they hear the word, they're blessed by it, I invite them to give. You can give. You know, I don't ask for money on every broadcast. I probably should, but it's so much word to cover. I want to get the word to the people. And those that do want to donate, you can send the proceeds to 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama 35214. 300 Mulberry Road, Birmingham, Alabama 35214. Easy. And there's also information on newlivingletters.com on the contact page. But there's an audio page. You can listen to all these broadcasts on the audio pages. There are three audio pages. It started in 2015, 16, 17, and now we got the audio three page, which is for 2018. All of these broadcasts are always on there in current time. And you can download it and send it to your friends. If you hear something that can be a blessing to someone, or if you want to get a better grip on something that God calls me to say, then, you know, or any guest that I have, you know, I interview people sometime, and you can go back and listen to it and give it. You know, it doesn't matter who's doing the preaching. The Holy Ghost is the one who ordains every message. I get just as excited about hearing the word of God from somebody else or me. Now, I do what God gives me to do, but I thoroughly enjoy other ministers. You know, every Saturday morning, there's a lady come on right after me. And I love hearing her. I love hearing her broadcast every Saturday morning at 9:15. You know, and then there's one that come on at 3:15 on Sunday. And I love to hear. I know Doris May. She's a blessing. And I thank God for all the people out there that loves God. You know, keep doing the will of God. It's a blessing. You're blessing people. And, you know, I thank God for every minister. But compromise is a no-no. I do it God's way. I want to see what's going to happen if I do it God's way. Now, the word of God charges our hearts, so we can. And I thank God for all the wonderful men and women of God that encourage God's people. You know, step-by-step faith church, it's a blessing. And I love to hear every minister that come on. Now, as God give us words of wisdom and understanding, share it with, when the Lord prompt you to share it, share it. And sometimes he won't prompt you to share it, but you have to pay attention. When he prompt you to share something, that person's receptive. God know who's receptive and who's not. But a fitting word at the right time, it's like apples of silver on pitchers of gold. It's a blessing. It's a fitting word. Now, the word of God helps us to go forward. It strengthens us. That's what I want. It's not just an education. You know, if you wanted to fix a car, you can get a repair manual and you can go step by step and get it done. But the healing life problems, you have to charge your heart with the word of God. And then it'll strengthen you from the inside out. When Jesus died for us, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. It was a sweet spot. It was a place that he used to love to go in and get in God's presence. So he went there and he girded up the loins of his mind. He had to renew his mind to the will of God. He had to make adjustments to do the battle that he was going to do for us. He was going into battle, and he went to. It's just like when a man prays, when preachers know they got to preach, they'll go in the corner somewhere and pray in the Holy Spirit. They'll pray in tongues, and they get edified and charged up. Or they'll study the Word and get charged up, and then they'll pray in the Holy Spirit a while, and then they go out there and preach that fiery message, like these ministers do on this radio. I love it. Now, it's the same thing when you live with the. When you live receiving God's word and honoring him, your life is getting stronger and stronger. You're growing from glory to glory. I love it. When people do these things, people live. I cherish the word of God and all that he's doing. Now, the Lord has so much to say. And everybody that, every time a man gets saved or a woman gets saved, their spirit man is activated. And when they charge their heart with the word of God, they're activated for life, for living. Skills come with the activation of God's word. When the word is in your heart, you can live from that position. You can speak the word of God. Faith is like a force. When you speak God's word, then you decree something on the earth. And then the Lord is going to back it up. In heaven, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. What you declare on earth is declared in heaven, and what you allow on earth is allowed in heaven. Even if it's wrong, even if it's your defeat. See, if you allow the enemy to hurt you, he will, and heaven won't do anything about it. God may warn you, look, he's coming. And that's so you can prepare to fight. But if you don't have any fight in you and you decide not to fight, then heaven's not going to do anything about the situation either. But if you say something, you know, if gangs are threatening your children, you can say something. You can tell Satan he can't use those gangs to threaten your children or kill your children or hurt your children or sell them drugs or influence them to sell drugs. You got to say something. Then heaven will get involved and God will scatter that gang. Easy. You have the authority to bind and loose at your will. You're just going to have to learn to do so. Now, God loves us, and he cares about us in every way. And he will help us to go forward and not backwards. He didn't put us here for Satan to bully us. You do it God's way. Everything that falls, everything that's propped up by wickedness, let it fall. You know, if you've been preaching for years and compromising, stop compromising. Just stop it cold turkey and let the wicked leave and take their money with them. And then seek God about how to deal with it from here on out. You don't have to compromise in the last days when Jesus is about to come back. You want to be found doing his work. And if you did things wrong for years, the Lord is more than willing to forgive you and forget about it and help you go forward from this day forward. See, the rapture, when the rapture comes, it's like a line in the sand. Those that are left should be left. Those that are that go with the Lord should go with the Lord. You know, a brother-in-law of mine had a dream about the rapture when his daughter was a baby years ago. She's grown now. But the house was locked from the inside and his daughter was gone. And he looked out the window and everybody was looking up at the sky. And the sky was bright, but the light didn't hurt his eyes. See, the little children and babies are taken. They go with God. But everything that's the people that didn't get saved yet, they stay behind. Now, in his dream, he was shown the rapture from a person's perspective that didn't believe on Jesus. Or or even a Christian that won't walk in God's ways, because they'll be left too. But it's important to know the word of God. In November last year, he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left." Now, love God. By the time this broadcast airs, the rapture's so close, I got to say it this way. If the rapture didn't happen yet, by all means, get saved and start walking in God's ways fully. Do all that you know to do and ask the Lord to help you do even better. But if the rapture has already happened, don't take the mark and fall in love with God anyway. And don't take the mark. There will be angels flying in the air alerting people not to take the mark. And you'll know what the mark is. You have to read Revelation. You don't want to get caught up in the whirlwind of what's to come. The judgment of God is going to be judging the earth. It's not going to be like it is now. It's so close, I have to say it this way, in case the rapture happens between the time of now and the broadcast airs. But all these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, taking Him at His word and learning, we grow. We get a chance to see what God is truly like. People will not trust God like they could unless they get to know Him. If you trust God at all, draw near to Him and get to know Him for yourself. You've heard about Him. You heard He's good. You know that He loves you. You've heard that He loves you. Now get to know Him for yourself. Relate to Him according to the word of God. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what you will and it will be done for you." But see, at that point, you're living from the standpoint of love. You're coming from the position of love. You're not trying to ask God for something that belongs to somebody else. You know, you're not going to try to believe God for somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. You're not going to do foolishness. With the word of God charged in your heart, you're going to desire the right thing. You'll have pure motives. Now, how can you ask God to do something holy? How can you ask God to do something unholy when He's all about being holy? How can you ask God to do something hateful when God loves people? How can you ask God to help you be more stingy when God is generous? How can you ask God to hurt someone when He died to save us? And the people that should be hurt, you know, we need to pray that God can correct them. You know, people don't have to continue in error. People can be delivered. I would rather see a man be delivered than judged by God. I would rather for a man who once did me wrong to stop and start loving others and doing what's right than for me to take revenge and kill him. I want the plan of God. I desire it because it works for everybody. And God thinks of everything. And the word of God helps us to think of everything. Those who were once selfish can be generous. Those who were once a thief can become a person that gives and supports and be and you know, when people get saved, they have a new heart, a new direction, a new focus. So don't let Satan steal your focus. Don't let Satan hinder you from being the man or woman that God created you to be. I thank God for everybody who loves and cherishes the word of God. I thank God for everybody who seeks Him to know Him. The Lord loves everyone dearly. And it's important to not focus on your faults, what went wrong. Focus more on the strength of God. Focus on what's next. You can't change the past. But you can ask God to forgive. You can forgive others. It's in your power to forgive sins, to forgive other people's sins and release them. Now, God, He expects us to forgive others because He's greatly forgiven us. We've done millions of sins throughout our lives. If you look at a man's life, he's done millions of things the wrong way, and God forgave him for all of it and won't mention it. He forgives and forgets, so we should forgive and forget. Because when you don't forget about it, you're still attached to it. Now, not in the sense of operating in wisdom. If a person hadn't repented yet, you understand that they can still do, they still have a mind and heart to do you wrong. But with the wisdom of God and with taking authority and also with prayer, you can overcome whatever it is they've done. See, when you believe God for your safety, when you believe God for His wisdom and how to deal with people, you'll know what to do. Act on what He put on your heart, and all the evil that men will do or try to do, it can be countered. And the Lord will protect His people. You're not a sitting duck. You're not somebody living at Satan's will. Jesus said the seed of woman would put his foot over, his foot would bruise Satan's head, and his Satan's head would bruise his heel. Because Satan is the serpent that he was talking about. That means that God's people, if they're interrupted by Satan's people, they just got to say something. And the Lord will fight their battles. We have to learn to fight God's way, not man's way. Supernatural weapons are much better and more accurate and more perfect than natural weapons. They are weapons. This is not just a dry speech. What you say by faith goes. I know it. I've lived it. I've seen it. And I was in the middle of gunfights. I saw people shooting at each other. I said, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody in Jesus' name. I did that so many times. And it always worked. Because one day I said, Lord, what if I rebuke Satan and he don't leave? And the Lord said, when you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. So I said it again. But what if he don't go? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And I did it one more time. I said, but what if he don't? When you tell Satan to go, he's got to go. And that word got in my heart. And I continued to study that word. So when I needed it, it was there. The charge was there. Now every time I had to believe in what I was doing. I had to believe God's promise. I had to believe in the fact that he gave me authority. And it always worked. Just like any other part of the word of God. When my sister had a cancer in her blood, she just kept believing God. She felt so bad, she didn't know whether it was God's will to heal or not. But she kept standing on the word, and she's alive now and doing fine. So many things can happen and go wrong in life. God provided healing because we need healing. He provided wisdom because we need wisdom. And he gives it to us liberally. And he won't get upset with you for asking for it. You won't get rebuked like if you ask some people. Because God loves us. And he comes to us with healing in his wings. He has so many wonderful things to say and share with us. And he's going to help us to go forward in life and not backwards. Always focus on him. Focus on his strength.